heaven.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. It's Saturday night, and that means that we are ready for the next 2 hours to engage you in some critical mass binge thinking. Friends, it's Kevin McCullough. Stephen, still in Europe. He is in Mykonos, Greece, tonight, hopefully returning, I think, sometime in the next 24 hours. And he better, because he's got to be here when my baby boy gets born this week. He promised. Anyway, I'm a little on edge. We've been having contractions, I don't know, for like 4 weeks. So, on and off. And that drives the mommy a little, you know, crazy. Is it coming? Is it not coming? What do I need to do? How to get to stop? But we've survived some level of that. And we're looking forward to, what I hope is a very healthy baby boy, bouncing baby boy. To be with us this week. And I told the staff, who've all asked me already, what are you going to name him? And we fell off. For 9 months, we haven't told anyone. Baby McCullough. That's very good, Jackie. Yes, there's a great likelihood that his last name will be, in fact, McCullough. But Baby is not his first name. But the staff has asked, what are you going to name him? And I can just tell you and the rest of the world, if you read my column at townhall.com at midnight tonight, you'll be among the first to know the name of baby boy number two in the McCullough household. 888-340-3373 is my phone number. I've got some serious stuff to talk about tonight, and it's with that little, yes, I know you're being enthusiastic, Jackie, and I appreciate your enthusiasm. I've got some serious stuff to talk about tonight, and friends, I want you to plug into what we're discussing here. And I want you to understand that this is one of the most serious weeks of what I believe to be world events that we have seen in a very long time. And not by mistake, and not by accident, and not because some stupid YouTube movie that was out there that said the Prophet Muhammad had sex with children, which he did. Okay, now riot outside the extreme media studios. I don't care. He was a pedophile. He was a rapist. He was a murderer. He was a guy who had a jealousy syndrome. He hated Jews and Christians, not because they were mean to him, but because he wasn't as popular as the Jews and Christians in his time. And so Muhammad had this, complex. He didn't like himself. So he created this authoritarian religion where he could, you know, basically rape little girls, call it marriage, and enforce indentured servitude and slavery, all kinds of stuff. It's just terrible, terrible, terrible. And that's where Islam came from. But that's not why these people are riled up and now protesting and violently, reacting. In what I just counted up prior to going on the air tonight, I believe is 17 countries. 17 countries. Bangladesh, India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, Syria, Turkey, the occupied Palestinian areas, Israel, Yemen, Egypt, Khartoum. That's in Sudan. Sudan. I don't know if that includes South Sudan, Nigeria, Libya, Tanzania, and Morocco. Larger protests reported either on Friday or Western diplomatic buildings actually damaged in all of those areas. The number of cities is astounding. Let me just try to run through them. Bangladesh, Chennai, Islamabad, Quetta, Jalalabad, that's in Afghanistan, Tehran, Baghdad, Basra, Kuwait City, Manama in Bahrain. I didn't count that nation either, so count that one. Sana in Yemen, Khartoum in Sudan, Jos in Nigeria, Casablanca in Morocco, Tunis in Tunisia, Benghazi in Libya, we've already seen that, Cairo, and then you've got Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, Sidon, Tripoli, Damascus, Istanbul, Baghdad and Basra, Kuwait City, all of those areas. Friends, I think it's closer to 19 countries. Here's the thing. As I've seen this play out on the television screen over the last 3 days, I have simultaneously been made so proud of people like the ambassador who lost his life and the Navy SEALs who died trying to protect him. I've been so proud that they would take on a crowd, a mob of 400 people that were loaded with mortars. And when the Libyan security ran, those Navy SEALs did all they could to try to protect that ambassador. They lost. They gave the last full measure of devotion in that process. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of those men and that courage. And as their bodies were brought home yesterday, I was proud to hear their stories. But I am embarrassed and I am angry at the administration for their lack of any foresight of this. And we have not one but two newspapers, the Jerusalem Post and the London Independent, that have sources on the record saying that the White House had warnings 7 days out and 2 days out that specifically attacks were going to be made against American embassies and consulates, specifically in Egypt and Libya. Specifically, those embassies and consulates were going to be attacked. And they were written about on September 4th and September 9th in the Jerusalem Post and in the London Independent. Now, if the newspapers knew about them on September the 4th, don't you think our White House had some idea that something might be happening? When that warning came through, our ambassador was not in the country of Libya. He was returning from a mission that he had been in Western Europe with. And they could have just redirected him to not return to the consulate in Benghazi. The utter failure of the preparation prior to these attacks being carried out is one thing. But then you have the entire sordid, unbelievable, colossal failure of the administration after the attacks. President Obama, not sure if Egypt is our ally or not. They've been our most important ally in the region for the last 40 years, minus Israel. They're one of two Arab nations that we actually have relationships with where we can actually influence what they do. And he sits there and says to Telemundo,
I wouldn't call them an ally, but I wouldn't call them an enemy.
And then he and I'll play this audio for you in the next segment, but he lets you in on why he's so utterly, profoundly, contemptuously inept in this. Because he goes, you know, they're a young democracy, and they're trying real hard to find their way. Mr. President, when you have radical Islamic animals who worship at the altar of a pervert who used to like to rape little girls, and these people are animalistic in their endeavors, and they have no desire to try to keep peace. They only want to murder those who they believe are the infidels. You don't sit there and say to your ally in the region, we hope you find your own way with that. You pick up the phone. You say, Mr. President, You say to them, excuse me, Mr. Muslim Brotherhood dude, look, you guys haven't been a legitimate government all that long. We have been. Let me tell you how this is going down. You are going to find who did this, who murdered our people, and you are going to bring them to justice. Then, when they've been found guilty in your courts, you're going to bounce them to the U.S. courts, and we're going to find them guilty as well. And then they're either going to die, or they're never going to see the light of day. But we will see to that. And you're going to do this, and you're going to do it because you want to continue to be a very good ally to us, and you want to continue to get our aid, and you want to continue to have our protection in issues related to your own personal safety. You're going to continue to help us in this endeavor. That's what leadership would have done.
Let me be clear. They might find their own way.
I've never been so embarrassed at the leading from behindness that our administration has demonstrated as in the last few weeks. You want to weigh in? 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You may know me from talk radio or from my stints on Fox News. But today I want to let you in on a secret. How much was your last energy bill? I asked my lovely bride not long ago. We're paying $300 a month for our electric and natural gas, and we're on the budget program. See, at the end of the year, we got another bill for another $600 for our use of energy resources. If that's too much for you, and it was for me, then do what I did and call my friend Stuart Lynn. Stuart can help you save 20 to 40% off your energy supplies. And beyond that, he's helped some people get their energy for free. That's right. No cost to you whatsoever. And still others, he's figured out ways to help them make money off of using their electricity and natural gas. Want more information? Call Stu. 877-532-1821. 877-532-1821. Online at stulynn.com or call 877-532-1821. That's 877-532-1821. 877-532-1821.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Baldwin McCullough Live is the name of the show. And the phone number is 888-340-3373. Should the violence in the Middle East affect these elections in November? 888-340-3373. Should the violence in the Middle East, the outcome of everything that we've seen on our television screen over these last several days, impact people's choices in American elections coming up in November? Friends, there's so much to talk about here. If this was all about the film, do you think that these organized, when they took the ambassador's residence, that consulate, when they took that, there were 400 people and they had mortars and heavy fire artillery. I don't think that was just some mob that was like, hey, we saw this on YouTube and we don't like it very much. I think that was Al-Qaeda on 9/11 doing something to remember 9/11 with. 11 years to the date after 9/11. One of the lesser glorious moments of this last week was when the president told Telemundo this.
That we would consider them an ally, but we don't consider them an enemy. They are a new government that is trying to find its way. They were democratically elected. I think that we are going to have to see how they respond to this incident, how they respond to, for example, maintaining the peace treaty in with Israel. So far, at least, what we've seen is that in some cases they've said the right things and taken the right steps. In others, how they've responded to various events may not be aligned with our interests.
You know what that is? That's kind of like saying, well, they've been a really good friend, except the times they've stabbed us in the back. I'm not following. That was one of the most garbled, unintelligible answers I've ever seen a leader of any country give to any question. They're not an ally. They've been an ally for 40 years. They're a young country. They've been in existence since the beginning of the world. They were democratically elected. Yes, the Arab Spring is just reaping all kinds of benefits for us, isn't it, Mr. President? We're going to have to wait and see how they respond. Wait and see how they respond to these things. What? Get your scrawny hand on that phone and call some people. Don't give me this, well, we got to wait to see what they... No! You're the leader of the friggin' free world! You take actions. You lead, Mr. President. You. And if this turns out to be true, that the London Independent, 48 hours, seems to have confirmed that White House officials had knowledge that embassies and consulates were going to be attacked on September the 11th. And if this turns out to be true, that the Jerusalem Post seems to have confirmed with sources that as early as September 4th, these plans were revealed. Specifically, friends, I don't know how you don't hold this in your mind when you vote on November the 6th. I don't understand the idea that, well, we can just leave it to the we can leave it to them to handle this. They're a young country. They have to find their way. That doesn't compute to me at all. Not if you're the president of the United States. Part of your job is to make sure that the rest of the world runs the way you feel like it should.
That's just part of your job. I'm sorry, you don't like being the world's policeman, but you're stuck with it, Mr. President. You're the guy that holds the position. We don't call, you know, El Salvador when we want to see leadership in the world. They call the United States. Now, let me give you some updated stuff. Last night, federal authorities pulled up in front of a California home and dragged a Southern California filmmaker off to the sheriff's station. Nakula Basile, age 55, was interviewed after federal officials said they were investigating the activities of Nakula as it relates to his involvement with this film that supposedly made all these Muslims mad in the first place. By the way, making this film broke no laws. Violated no country's sovereignty. By the way, making this film had nothing to do with why rabid animals who want to kill Israel and America went and attacked consulates with heavy mortars. Oh, there might have been a few people offended by it and upset about it. Look at how tolerance is dealt with in this part of the world, Mr. President. It's the same part of the world you've been apologizing to since your first week in office, when in the very city of Cairo, where our American flag was torn down and the Islamic flag was replaced it on our embassy this last week. That very same city, you said, Mr. President, you said to a group of students gathered in your first speech as president, that the values of Islam and the values of America were one and the same. I know you were smoking. I just wonder what was in what you were smoking when you said that. 888-340-3373. Am I too wound up about this? This guy was hauled off in the middle of the night because he's associated with the film that everybody has been upset about. Several of the leading commentary voices in the country have said President Barack Obama should resign. The guy was hauled off with his face in a towel, a hat over his head, glasses so that he wouldn't be recognized. But if you go to the blog Instapundit, or if you go to the Drudge Report, I think either one of them have pictures of this guy. It looks like he's just murdered somebody. He made a movie. He's a Coptic Christian. It's his right to dispute Islam if he wants to. 888-340-3373. How much should these actions impact the elections? Ralph, on line one, calling from Manhattan, listening on AM 970. The Answer, you're on with Kevin McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Kevin, the Arab Spring has been an abject failure. It was Obama deals with these sorts of people like they're civilized, and he thinks he can negotiate somehow because he finds out at our distress and our peril that he's been so wrong. How many people have to die before we get our heads on straight? This attack, first of all, you're absolutely right. This person had every right. I'm not into this film. I don't really agree with the premise, but he had every right.
Yeah, I don't know that I do either, Ralph. Hey, hold on. That music means we got to take a break. I want to hear the rest of your thought on this. And then we've got Alan also in Reno. I think we've got one line open, and I want to talk to everybody that wants to weigh in on this. Maybe you haven't had a chance to vent your thoughts on the violence of this week that has marred everything related to our country and our future and our safety and our security. Consider it an open mic night for you. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi. Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Consider them an ally, but we don't consider them an enemy. They are a new government that is trying to find its way. They were democratically elected. I think that we are going to have to see how they respond to this incident.
Oh, wow. You know, he's a real tough talker there. I'm so thrilled that he can recite facts. Well, you know, they were democratically elected. Thank you, Mr. President. Keen observation. For the Egyptian leadership there. Keen observation. But are they our ally? Well, I don't know. Friends, tonight, as we sit here, there are protests in Bangladesh, Chennai, Islamabad, Quetta, Jalalabad, Manama, Sana'a, Khartoum, Jos, Cairo, Gaza, Jerusalem, Damascus, Baghdad, Basra, Tehran, Istanbul, Tripoli, Sidon, Tel Aviv, Benghazi, Tunis, Casablanca. There were protests in Germany. There were protests in, Switzerland this last week, of all places. In France, just saw footage on Fox News of Muslims standing outside of the American embassy there. They weren't necessarily protesting, but they were looking menacing while the military forces that were there were, you know, looking more menacing. So I guess they kept them in check. But we have seen this whole window of the world, the whole Middle East window of the world, just explode in anger and violence. And it's largely uneducated people. It's largely unenlightened people, manipulated people that I think are being treated like Pavlov's dogs. And Al-Qaeda is pulling the strings. And the only outcome that's acceptable is death to Israel and death to America. Should this be part of what we base our vote on? And we were talking with Ralph from Manhattan before we went to the break. And Ralph, you had one other point I wanted you to be able to make, and we were out of time. So let me give you some more time here.
Thanks, Kevin. These attacks were meticulously planned. To say it was become because of some sort of movie is absurd. You know, I see this as the president not acting swiftly and strongly enough, so immediate and immediate. Because and now you see, you just mentioned it, Kevin, it's going on all over the Middle East, and it's not going to stop. We have to take swift action. And, you know, during the conventions, Kevin, nothing was mentioned of the terrorist threat. We were very concerned with the economy, and probably justifiably so. But when it comes down to the choice that we have to make in November, I think the choice is clear. Because this man cannot deal in this sort of thing. He is so far over his head, Kevin, it's frightening.
Yeah, I got really tired, Ralph, and thanks for the call. I got so tired this week of the deer in headlights lake. Like every time he'd blink, you felt like there was a dinger going off. Doink, 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 doink. Like, because it was that bad. You know, he sent Hillary out to do most of the speaking, and she was refreshingly honest about some of these things. But I don't know. It's 888-340-3373. Several editorialists are already calling for the president to resign because they've hauled off this filmmaker in the middle of the night. Brown shirts came in the middle of the night, hauled him into the sheriff's office, and put him under question as though he had committed some sort of crime. They hauled a peaceful Southern California resident into the sheriff's office because he was associated with the film that supposedly the narrative from D.C. is that caused all this. Where does the White House get off doing this? Who said, you know, it's a really good idea to go question a perfectly peaceful citizen that's not breaking any laws just because you're ticked that there's violence in other parts of the world? What about his free speech? And if this is just a guy that makes the administration uncomfortable, what are they going to do in a second term if you actually disagree with them? If you actually make them angry? If they haul people off in the middle of the night just because they're just uncomfortable about something, wait till they really hate you. Where will the freedom of speech be then? Should we be voting on this White House's utter incompetence in response to the week of 9/11 attacks that have happened all over now in 19 countries and growing? And we have President Deer in the headlights, doink, 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 every time he blinks. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Alan in Reno, we're going to get to you. Ralph in Red Bank, New Jersey, hold on. Got to take this break and be right back. It's Kevin McCullough in for Baldwin McCullough live tonight, 888-340-3373, online at baldwinmccullough.com.
Every 2 seconds, a child becomes an orphan. 44,000 children become orphaned every single day. And every 90 seconds, an orphan dies from starvation and preventable malnutrition. Every 90 seconds.
That's why the talk radio hosts Danny Johnson, Stephen Baldwin, and Kevin McCullough are combining efforts along with Food for Orphans for 2012 in 2012. Our desire is to try to feed 2012 orphans in the calendar year of 2012. $92 will feed an orphan right now for the next entire year. That's 25 cents a meal. And friends, this is a specially designed diet. It has 17 vitamins and nutrients that are unique to orphans' malnourished states. Call now 1-888-340-3373 or jump online to 2012in2012.info. That's 2012in2012.info.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by NutriPath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she is beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Finally, on radio, Danny Johnson.
98% of the population will end up dead or dead broke by the age of 65.
Danny Johnson.
Nationwide, Sunday night.
For you, is that how you want to be? Is that the life that you want?
Well, if you look at what everybody else is doing and you live the way they are, then that's what you're going to have.
Why live under the burden of death?
I say, look at what everybody else is doing and do the opposite.
A production of Extreme Media.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, in 2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free assistance on getting the lowest price possible for your prescription drugs. I'm happy to report that every month, thousands of you are experiencing savings as high as 35%, but on average, about 27% off of what they formerly paid for the prescriptions that they needed. If you've not yet signed up, it's easy to do. Just go to CARESProject.com. That's CARESProject.com and print your card today.
Media.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York, and glad to be with you in dozens, hundreds of cities and places around the country tonight. And I'm wanting to have a very serious conversation. We have animals that are attacking people and property in some 19 countries, probably two dozen cities. And what is going on is basically being yawned at by the White House.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did something happen? We
had an ambassador die. Oh, yeah. I was sound asleep. They didn't know where his body was for 8 to 15 hours before they recovered it. And to my knowledge, there hasn't been a great deal of leadership. Remember when President Obama said shortly after the election that Islam's values and America's values were one and the same? We still feeling that, America? Are we down with that? Because when he said it to students in Cairo, you know, they're, oh wow, look at how enlightened and intellectual and I'm pretty much fed up with enlightened intellectuals. That's usually fancy speak for we know something about philosophy, but nothing about practice. We're kind of dumb as dirt, but we just say it with nicer words. Question about that whole values thing. What does the Islam values and America values being the same thing, does that include infecting children with murderous hate for people that merely disagree with their pedophile, rapist, pervert of a prophet? Because today I posted a thing on Facebook where a five-year-old, this kid can't be more than 5 years of age, and he's holding a sign. This was at a protest at an embassy in Australia. In Australia, they had a protest. Muslims showed up. And, well, Australia, they're all civilized there, right? It's all peaceful. They're just walking up and down the sidewalk. Yeah, carrying signs that say, behead all those who insult the prophet. Muhammad, consider yourself insulted, you pedophile, rapist, pervert, cancerous leech. Behead all those who insult the prophet. We're teaching our five-year-olds to carry those signs and say those things. What about that? And America's values are one and the same. I'm not following that. Line three, Alan in Reno, Nevada, listening to 99.1 KKFT, and welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi, Alan.
Thank you, guys. I got a statement to make, but before I make the statement, I just want to say that it's because of shows like yours that I've been brought out of the cloud of the liberal media that all the bull that they feed us. So thank you for your show and giving us an objective opinion.
Thanks, Alan. Appreciate it. Just love our country. That's all.
But the statement I have to make, I'm really upset at Muslims who want to take it upon themselves to decide whether or not someone else should live just because they don't believe the same thing that their dad taught them. Their belief that Muhammad is the only true prophet is absolutely no more legitimate than my belief that Jesus rose from the dead because Jesus is God. I'm a Gideon. I pass out Bibles on the sidewalk in front of schools and stuff. And if a kid wants to reject it, if a kid wants to throw it on the ground and stomp on it, if a kid wants to spit in my face or say that Jesus was some kind of a horrible thing, I'm not going to go and try to behead them just because someone told me that, hey, this is the way you need to follow. You know, if they maybe actually met God, you know, maybe they'd have a legitimate reason to do something a little bit extreme, but blowing people up just because their dad said, hey, this is what you need to believe. This is the truth. Okay, I'll go and kill other people. It's like, excuse me, do I know you? You know what I'm saying?
No, I do. I do. And, Alan, that's where I don't think – thank you for the call and your patience. That's why I don't think that this thought that, you know, all faiths are equal and that they argue for the equal common good is really a legitimate thought. Now, should people here in America have a right to practice whatever faith they want? Yeah. As long as they're not taking other people's lives and private rights and other things away in the process. You have the right to stand in the street and swing your fist back and forth in the middle of the air, but you lose that right when it comes into contact with my nose. And to be infecting five-year-olds and having them hold up signs that say, behead all those who insult the prophet. I mean, what exactly is it? What exactly is it about taking mostly uneducated, unemployed, unenlightened souls, pouring infectious hate into their minds since around the age of two, riling them up with drugs and lies until they blow like a lit powder keg that says religion of peace to you? Because I don't see any of that in there. Well, what about the moderate Muslims? Do you know what they're viewed as amongst devouts? Heretics. I got into an argument with someone on Facebook about this today. I'll give you some of the insight of that. Kevin, I listen to NPR all the time because they're the most objective. Okay, you lost me there in all credibility right there. NPR, objective and even-handed. Yeah, I guess anybody can call themselves anything if they're funded by taxpayers. Don't have to be commercially accountable for the success of their own broadcast. They have no audience. But here's the thing. He said, well, I read the Quran twice, cover to cover.
And I saw nothing in there but peace and love and harmony. I'm like, okay, well, you're lying. You didn't read the Quran. And secondly, what about the Hadith? Well, what about the Hadith? What is the Hadith? He didn't even know what the Hadith was. Well, if you've engaged Muslims at all in the last few years, you know that the Hadith is basically a set of commentaries that help Muslims interpret what the Quran is supposed to mean. And you know that Sunnis interpret it one way, and Shia interpret it another. They both, by the way, say that jihad is justified violence. It's not this, you know, private inner struggle that you have against eating too much chocolate. It's not that. It's actually violence against sin and infidels. And the Wahhabis, who are the third major sect, they don't even need the Hadith to interpret anything. They're just going to kill you if you disagree with them anyway. That's the Osama bin Laden group. You oppose us, you're a dead man. And friends, our level of knowledge about this stuff is appalling. We don't have any knowledge about this. And the president, deer in headlights, ding, 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 every time he blinks his eyes. So should he be held accountable for this in the election? Should this be something that he gets credit for? 888-340-3373. I want to talk to you. When we come back from this break, Ralph in Red Bank, New Jersey, you're up first. Stay with us on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Best-selling author and nationally syndicated radio host Annie Johnson.
Why is it important to groom the next generation for success? 14,000 hours of schooling that you and I had from kindergarten just to the 12th grade. Not a single class was on financial wisdom. Not a single hour teaching us the difference between wise and foolish spending. Teaching us really the price that credit card debt really pays on an individual and a family. Not a single class on how to become an entrepreneur, start your own business. Not a single class on even how to motivate and work with other individuals. Not a single class in those areas. And so why is it important to groom the next generation for success? Because right now society is grooming the next generation for accidental failure.
Why not discover for yourself the proven strategies for raising the next generation of leaders? Grooming the Next Generation for Success, the book, exclusively at DannyJohnson.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Kevin McCullough in for both of us tonight because Stevie B is in that part of the world. He's in Greece. And Greece is not in a particularly good spot right now. They're not being ransacked, but it is surrounded by water and countries that are. Anyway, welcome to Baldwin McCullough live from New York, and we're taking your calls at 888-340-3373. The violence, your reactions to it, your feelings, your thoughts. I've been very transparent and vulnerable with my own feelings about this. Coming up, hour number two, and I'll take more of your calls, 888-340-3373. But let's go to Red Bank, New Jersey, because Ralph on line two is listening to AM 970. The answer. Hey, Ralph.
Good evening, sir. Good evening, Kevin. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you for your call.
Okay. Let me say this to you, Kevin. This man Obama is a combination of ineptitude and mediocrity. And taken together, that right there is a critical mass. And on top of, you know, the question of leadership or lack thereof in the Oval Office, then followed it up by the fact that the statement coming out of the White House is an apology, which is projecting weakness, and therefore making our country an inviting target for description of people who are good as ill-will, they are animals, and as far as Obama is concerned, it takes one to know one, okay? There I say it, as Mark Levin would say, okay?
Ralph, you know, it's not any secret that the president doesn't think that America is exceptional. And if people have seen the movie 2016, they've seen that up close because he really does want to see us humbled. But I have never seen someone just so at a loss for understanding what he should do as I've seen a president be this week.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
The same question I asked when I called C-SPAN. Answer me this question. Does Obama either have poor understanding of the himself in he got in the White House? Does he have a full understanding of the that magnitude?
I don't know. Thanks for the call, Ralph. I literally don't know if he has an idea of the magnitude. Speaking of 2016, Obama's America is the movie that will explain what Obama will do with four more years. It is the courageous movie by Gerald Mullen, Academy Award-winning producer of Schindler's List. And in the movie, you journey with Dinesh D'Souza to four continents. You unlock mysteries of Obama's past, what it means for America's future, and you can learn the shocking reasons why President Obama is downsizing America, the economy, and our military, and why he wants America to be just another nation at the table of nations. Go see 2016 and discover why our president dreams of a diminished America. This is the movie the White House doesn't want you to see. This is the story the media refuses to tell. Who is Barack Obama? Why does he want to replace the American dream with the dream of his father? And what precisely is that dream? One movie answers those questions. 2016, Obama's America. Love him or hate him, you don't really know him. It's in theaters now. It's rated PG.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.